You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Amrit is a blind dance student who was part of the very first Step Change Studios dance programme and has since helped create and deliver training for fitness and dance professionals on how to teach in a way that's inclusive for blind and partially sighted students. How long have you been dancing and what's your favourite style?
I've been dancing for a year since I did the Dance Dorsey program, and it's Bollywood dancing, so I loved all of the moves that we learned.
And what do you enjoy most about Bollywood?
It's just being able to move and be able to dance, because it's something that I've wanted to do all of my life and found that I wasn't able to participate in any type of dance. Like when I used to phone up my local council to find out about classes that are running locally, they would always turn me away because they said that there was only one instructor. She wouldn't be able to give me the support that I needed in the class, and I'd have to bring someone with me, which I wasn't always able to do. So I felt really most of my life that the door was shut in my face, that I wasn't able to participate in dance at all. So when I saw the advert for the Dance Dorsey programme, I have to admit it was a real shock to see dance and visual impairment on the same page together. And being South Asian myself, I was really pleased that, you know, it was a programme where I would be able to learn sequences that I'd be able to do at weddings and celebrations and not feel out of place.
That sounds really beautiful, to be able to connect with other people and get involved in something you've been wanting to for so long.
Oh, absolutely. Like, it means more than what I can say, really. You know, it gets me quite emotional, like, talking about it. You know, when I would go to weddings, I felt completely isolated. People would come up to me and say, oh, you know, do you want to come up and dance? And I would say, no, I don't want to. But inside, I was so desperately wanted to get up. It's in my nature, like, to be active, and I associate dance with celebration and happiness. And it was really frustrating and quite upsetting for me that I couldn't get up and just enjoy the celebrations, you know, with everybody else.
And what kind of support or guidance do you find most helpful when you're learning new moves or practicing moves that you already know?
What I loved about the program was that Rashmi and the instructors and volunteers all had a solid understanding of my needs as a visually impaired person. So all of the pressure was taken off. They know what my needs are in terms of how to guide me, that they need to describe the room, the space around me to make it safe and secure. The venue was accessible, because very often that can be an issue if I can't get somewhere. I was able to get there as well by taxi. Once we actually began the classes, it was the instruction of the dance teacher that absolutely made it possible for me to be able to dance without feeling self-conscious. That the instruction was so clear, I was able immediately to dance. They would come up to us and physically show us. The volunteers were by our sides to make sure that, you know, we're kind of working within our space and supporting us and encouraging us. So with all of those things combined.
You've also helped develop and deliver this training for dance and fitness professionals, so more blind and partially sighted people can get involved in dance. What were you hoping the professionals would take away from the sessions?
I think to have the confidence to know that with adjustment to what they already teach, that it is possible for visually impaired people to fully participate in dance and fitness. And it was fantastic. There was a good turnout and really excellent feedback. You know, they all really appreciated the advice and tips and demonstrations that we gave about how they can adapt teaching to make dance more inclusive for everybody. The biggest issue for me was that I was really self-conscious about whether I was dancing in the right way. And because of that, I wouldn't even attempt to dance previously because I thought people, you know, would laugh at me. I was a bit apprehensive at first that, you know, are these going to be proper classes? You know, are we actually going to learn proper dance moves and sequences? and was very pleasantly surprised, like within the first session after warm-up, that we were moving straight into dancing. And I had a very new connection with my own body. Just having that freedom to be able to move, I felt fitter. My stamina increased each week. There was days when I had a really busy day and I didn't want to go, but I went to the class and I'd come back even more energized. And it also impacted like the rest of my life, because it gave me a lot of confidence and a sense of achievement and motivation to do other things in my life, like, you know, look for work. So that's why it's really important for me to be part of this training program, so that other people can benefit in the same way.
And for blind and partially sighted people that might be in a similar situation to you a year ago, where they really want to start dancing but they feel nervous and apprehensive, what advice would you give?
Oh, I would say, you know, go along, give it a go, try it out. You know, if it's not for you, then you don't have to continue. But if you go to a class where, you know, the trainers have awareness of how to support you and you work with them, then you won't regret it. I certainly haven't.
And where can people find out more about Step Change Studios?
They have a website, Step Change Studios, where they advertise any upcoming programmes.
Well, thank you so much, Amrit, blind dance student and teaching programme developer from Step Change Studios, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.